So we have a failure in production, and of course people won't know there's been a failure in production until such time as the crop was due. That's the irony.
Well, that's right. You don't know there isn't any food until there isn't any food, because it is a just-in-time delivered item. And you know, the grain storage issue, of course, is going to be affecting people, and the rice storage is down to zero. And you can notice the pricing changes in all kinds of places. And take a look at the history of wheat futures over the last 18 months, and your eyes will bug out of your head. And this is a harbinger of things to come. I you know, personally have told people, you know, a private little garden patch or at least a couple of barrels, you know, that you can go down to your agricultural supply store, and there's one in every city. I don't care if you live in a big city. There's farms in your outreaching areas. Go to one of these places. Get one of these airtight barrels. They look sort of like a 55-gallon drum, but they have different sizes. Grab one, tie it to your roof, bring it home, and then go out and buy, you know, 5-10 kilo bags of rice. Fill that thing. Fill it up with beans, and fill up another one with. And have these barrels in your home, because I've got news for you. Within a 2-year period, if you're not scratching the ground for seeds, you better have a barrel of food ready to eat. So things are going to get that desperate. And even as we take these people out of our lives, the desperate problems are not going to be eliminated quickly. We are going to see problems, and they're going to get worse. And especially, Muhammad, if they pull the pandemic card out of their pockets here, which is another very real possibility. You know, they do have a bio viral. Well, I don't know if it's a virus. I think it's probably one of these mycoplasmas, which are easy to spread. They can spray them aerial sprayings. Or they can infect people in cities. And we're going to see an outbreak of this stuff coming in September. I'm sure of it. And that's not hype coming from the French Connection. This is something you need to prepare for. And if it doesn't happen, any of the things that I'm telling you to prepare for wouldn't hurt you anyway. But I got to tell you, these people have Samson options, Muhammad. You want to talk a little bit about the Zionist Samson options and what you know about their willingness to do anything necessary to save themselves?
Well, of course, as we know, the Israelis have got a large number of nuclear weapons, all of which Jimmy Carter was one of those ex-presidents who helped them stockpile that. He didn't block them and turned a blind eye to the development. And, of course, the Israelis always had a strategic plan. And eventually that plan for their nuclear weapons was leaked. And somebody wrote a book called The Samson Option. Samson, of course, the biblical hero who, in the court of some evil king, wished to destroy them, him and his army. And, he collapsed the columns, pushed the columns down, as per the classic film. And in so doing, destroyed them, but had to destroy himself at the same time. That's the moral of the Samson option is, okay, if we're going to be destroyed, then we will have an option which will destroy all of our neighbors, even if we ourselves are destroyed as part of that particular tactical procedure, that military procedure.
Yeah.
And the Samson option is this idea that in the event that the Israeli state ever seriously started to lose in a battle of any description against any of its neighbors, it would launch nuclear weapons against the capital cities of all of its neighbors, as well as threatening to drop a nuclear weapon on the holy shrine of Mecca, and another one on the grave of the Prophet Muhammad in Medina. So they've said, you know, we might as well be hung as a sheep as a lamb. And obviously, you know, even to just talk about this kind of sacrilege and desecrating two of the holiest sites in Islam is, you know, very offensive to Muslims in itself. But I've no doubt, and I'm sure most of the regular listeners out there would also have no doubt, that they really mean it. And of course, if they did something like that, there would never be peace between Muslims and the Israelis. It would just be impossible. Anybody who did something like that would really want to make an enemy for life. Then that's how you would do it, make an enemy for life doing something like that. So that's all part of the Samson option. And of course, they've calculated that even dropping nukes on Lebanon and on Jordan would make it impossible to live by radiation standards, even in the Palestine / Israeli land areas. But they've said if we can't have it, then it's a bit like playing a board game with a child. They're going to pick the board up and throw it on the floor. If I can't have it, nobody's going to have it, that kind of thing. And that's what the Samson option is. It should be better called the tantrum option.
Well, the Samson option can also mean that they're going to unleash a terrible a sickness worldwide where tens of millions of people fall ill, and many of them will become ill when the released virus and their weakened immune system due to taking injections from these vaccines come together. Now, you know, we know well from many, many researchers of note and of quality that taking a vaccine with aluminum and mercury and formaldehyde and live virus and the rest of it weakens you to a point where what's needed now, I mean, what's needed next for them to make you very sick is just an aggressive pathogen, and your immune system can't handle it. And, of course, they're talking here in France about mandatory injections, mandatory vaccinations. America's, they've already broached that subject in America as well. And I'm just sitting here saying to myself, my greatest worries are all being discussed by these nut jobs. And you know, that doesn't mean that I'm hyping the foolishness. What I'm trying to say is that we're keeping an eye on all of these events, and it sounds to me, Muhammad, that they're desperate, that they are watching their whole story, their whole empire begin to unwind. Now, that doesn't mean their financial empire has unwound yet, but I'm watching the dismantling of this crime gang as we speak. And regardless of whether I'm still on the earth or not, the flow of history is against them. They're losing. And we're taking them out of our lives, and I can see it happening. Now, there's going to be a lot of suffering along the way, and my hope is this, and I want you to add to chime in on this. Keeping the listeners of the French Connection and by virtue of their contacts with others, their extended contacts and families, healthy, well-nourished, and well-informed, gives us an intellectual fighting force that can go out and become opinion shapers. And so it is important, it is critical for us in our process that you all heed these warnings and have the right foods and nutritions, not take the vaccines, and be informed about all these choices. Because if we hope to win this with the least amount of suffering, we have to stay strong. And that's my take on it.
Well, you know, Daryl, it's interesting, the importance of being able to preserve the self to help others. It reminds me somewhat of the safety information given on board jets, you know, when it says, you know, the air mask will fall down in the event of a problem. And it says, you know, put the mask on yourself before attempting to help others. You know, you've got to be in a good condition yourself in order to help other people who may be slipping and sliding. So the advice which is given out here, as you say, Daryl, it doesn't do anybody any harm to do it anyway. And that's a key point, and one of the reasons I support the advice you give. It's good, sensible advice anyway, medically. Whether or not the other side are plotting to release this, that, or the other, we should be prepared. If it's possible to prepare, forewarned is forearmed. If it's possible to prepare for such an outcome, and we know from Paxman and Harris, a higher form of killing, we know from Bad Blood that sadly the crazies in the basement inside the military establishment who make chemical and biological weapons have tested them on the British public, have tested them on the American public. That mentality is there. They have done that in the past. And as a human being, if you're aware of that, you should be taking steps just to protect yourself from these tests tests that they do?
Well, you know, Mohammed, I watch the nuts that are running our governments here, and you know Jim Rogers, the investment guru. I like Jim. Jim Rogers' stuff has always been the guy doesn't pull punches. Now, of course, he's not a big truth teller about the Zionist crime gang, and that's kind of a shame. But I never saw this guy give advice based upon personal gain. He gives advice based upon his research. He's the guy that you see doing the circuit with a bow tie on there, and he lives in Thailand, actually, with his wife and child. The CPI just came out, and they gave the yearly statistic on the Consumer Price Index in the United States, and of course they report that it's the largest drop in inflation in the last 49 years. Now, that may have been true. By their own statistical nonsense, and trust me, when they do their statistics, they add in all of these variables that are absolutely validity busting. They're not valid after these things have been added in. But yes, there was a period of contraction, of deflation. Why? Because people were disgorging their inventories because they couldn't sell them at the regular price. So they were dumping at prices that they could get for their stuff. That is all largely coming to an end right now. What we're starting to see now is price inflation creeping in. And as we talked about with the commodities, price inflation is not only in the pipeline, it is imminent. So the CPI drop is another mighty Wurlitzer nonsense getting thrown out there for people to consume. They're going to try to get as much ground as they can on this, and they're saying that the reason why gold is dropping right now is because of the CPI data coming in as the way it did. I only see inflation on the horizon, and you cannot print the kind of money they've printed without mass inflation in the end of this pipeline. What's your take on it?
Well, of course, Darryl, you know, the numbers are not worth following anywhere. Anything published by any government as an official number in respect of its economy, really, we shouldn't be paying any attention to that at all. These figures have just been so screwed up under the Bush administration and under Blair and all these other liars. They were changing the way they calculate them by the hour at one point. I mean, it's just, there is nothing comparable. We don't have a number that can be compared against the same number, say, 3 years ago, because the methodologies that underpin them have changed so many times. So these numbers really aren't helping us. When it comes to printing money, people are saying, okay, the solution is to print money. Okay, but Darryl, you can't print corn, you can't print potatoes, you can't print carrots.
That's right.
Those are real things out there in the world. And if you print too much money, the price of those things will go up because there's only going to be so many potatoes growing in the world next year and so many carrots and so much rice. And if the amount of paper that chases them increases, then the value of that money decreases, so you will get price inflation. That's as simple a rule as saying rain falls down from the clouds and lands on the ground. At no point is it possible for the rain then to gather itself back into drops off the ground and go back into the cloud. It just doesn't happen. They can print money, but it will cause price inflation in goods, because it always does. Ever since the history of money has been documented, and the history of printing money has been documented, since the first paper money that I discussed a few minutes ago now, all the way back till then, you print too much money, the price goes up.
Well, my last subject here before we call this a show here, I got tomorrow, I've got Ken Parmitan coming on, and you know Ken.
Yeah, very well.
Yeah, and Ken is the kind of guy who has spent a lifetime examining these issues, and he's gonna bring an air of history and respectability to the French Connection that I rarely have visited here, because the guy is an elder statesman, a wonderful researcher, a nice man, and an older gentleman. I think he's in his late 70s, and he's just a knowledgeable man. We're going to talk about his speciality, which is the Cromwell the Cromwell revolution in Britain and how the Zionists who financed, and they were not Zionists, called Zionists at the time, but the Jewish bankers of Holland brought in William of Orange, and all the money changers got reestablished in Britain after Longshanks had thrown them out. And how they set themselves up in both the landed gentry and the system. And then we're going to jump forward, Muhammad, and talk about 100 years that passed, and then their next mess that they brought forward, which was, of course, the Napoleonic period and the Jacobin period, which they inflicted on Central Europe. And then we're going to go 100 years advanced from that, and we're going to talk about the 1913. And one of the things that we both discussed was that they usually wait 100 years to inflict mass change and mass nonsense on the world, because the generations that they are affecting during their craziness and their crimes need to die off and go down the memory hole before they can commit these crimes again. Well, we're 100 years from the last big shift, and that was the Federal Reserve, FBI formation, of course, World War One, getting rid of Russia, getting rid of Austro-Hungarian Empire, Turkey, the whole bit. Now we're into a new move by these crooks, and this time they're playing for all the marbles. So Ken and I are going to talk about that. You have any heads up for us or any interesting comments about Ken and that kind of approach?
Well, Ken is one of the most knowledgeable people on this subject. I've visited him at his home on many occasions and even did lecture tours with him 17, 18 years ago, something like that. And his personal library in his house is enormous, Darrell. It's like you've walked into a public library. He had very rare manuscripts and things like that. He had a copy of the Royal Charter for the Bank of England at the time. It was still classified as an official secret. And he is very well aware of the shenanigans of these people in what is today the United Kingdom, formerly Britain, and how they've overthrown monarchies and deposed groups left, right and centre, and slowly positioned themselves to where they are today in order to be able to influence world events from here. In terms of every 100 years, maybe there is a cyclical issue. I just see them continually pushing and trying to put line up all their ducks in a row, as the saying goes, you know, but including the Armenian massacre as well. I mean, they are famous for wholesale genocide, the slave trade out to the United States. These people are mass murderers.
Yep.
Mass murder to them is mass murder of cattle, and it is worth discussing, I think, with Ken, because Ken will reinforce the point that, you know, you don't get to commit these kinds of mass murder to your fellow human being if you really think they're a human being.
Yep.
You know, how can we on the French Connection come on and say we're concerned about the health of our listeners and their families, and we have concern that they stay in good health and that they follow the advice, just because you need to put have some kind of defenses against the insanity of military establishment testing on the general public.
Yep.
So, you know, we advise that. And that sounds like a normal, everyday human being thing to do. And here we have a mentality which is so hard. If you think like that and feel like that as a person, it's so hard after that to try and